it's Interview with an Artist time. It's your weekly visual arts hit, and we hear from someone either working in the visual arts field. They might be a painter, a sculptor, a curator, a gallery manager. Well, this week is a little different. This week we're joined by Kay Lansley. Now, Kay is the widow of much-loved and celebrated painter Colin Lansley. Colin was born in New Zealand in 1938. He grew up on Sydney's North Shore, and he studied at the National Art School in the 1950s, where he's reported to have said it was the opening of his life. Earthly Delights is an exhibition currently on at the National Art School, and it's a 6-week retrospective show celebrating Colin's work. Colin passed away in 2015, and to chat a little bit more about life married to an artist and Colin's work, Kay joins us now. Kay, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Wilhelmina. I'm fine.
So how did you meet Colin?
I was working at News Limited, I think, and 3 nights a week I was waitressing in a restaurant across the road from my house in Paddington. And when someone in London asked him how he met me, he said, "I got drunk and picked up the waitress."
Oh, my God. That's hilarious. Now, being married to an artist sounds extremely romantic and exciting. Is it?
It's really hard work, but it is romantic and it's very exciting. So there was a contract between us, and that was that his work and the studio was always going to be the centre of the house and the most important thing that we were dealing with in our lives.
And were there ever times where you thought, this contract is a little bit restrictive?
No. I mean, isn't that amazing?
It is amazing. I never thought
that. But if you can imagine, you know, like I was the one who went out to work, and when I came home every day, there was a gathering of friends and in the studio, and we would all talk about what had happened with his work during that day and talk about lots of other things and gossip and drink a lot of wine and laugh a lot. And it was the most wonderful way to end a working day.
Wow. And so, okay, because you also raised a family in amongst supporting... supporting Colin's artistic endeavours and then also working yourself. How did you manage that, Kay?
I have no idea now when I think about it. I don't know where all that energy came from, but I can remember, you know, leaving work, shopping, going home, you know, and as I turned the corner in my little de chevaux, I could hear Wagner blasting out from the studio, and the children all trying to kill each other on another floor of the house. And I was like a sergeant major. And then I'd cook dinner for 12 people. I mean, I don't know how I did that.
Oh, my God. Kay, you are phenomenal. Did Colin ever ask you your opinion of his work? Did the relationship kind of go into that level?
Oh, yes. And once he did nothing but draw for 2 years, and he was producing these amazing drawings, and that was really exciting because the paintings were happening much more slowly. But so every day I came home, looked at the drawings and said, "That's fabulous." And then when he was getting to the end of that working period, he did this drawing and I said, "I don't think that's as strong as the others." And he said, "Who set you up to be an arbiter of taste in this house?" And I said, "I thought you wanted my opinion." He said, What I want from you is a Niagara of praise."
Oh, I love it. A Niagara of praise. Gosh, that's such a great phrase. Was there ever a time when Colin was in a creative rut and you kind of had to haul him out of it?
Oh, yes, a couple of times. And I remember once he came, his studio was on the first floor, the kitchen was on the ground floor, the living room was on the ground floor, and he came downstairs and he said, "I think we should clean the kitchen." And I thought, "We? clean the kitchen, you've never cleaned anything in your life. And then a half an hour later, he said, I think that painting's going really well now. And once he decided he wanted to go back to southern Spain and be a fisherman because he said, I can't do this anymore. And I was thinking, oh, my God, how do I manage to take everybody to southern Spain for Colin to be a fisherman? And then and that was another day when he said, no, I think that painting's going well now.
Oh, my goodness. Because you literally, you moved overseas with a couple of children and then you had a couple more over there. It wasn't as if it was just the two of you floating around the world enjoying a creative life.
No, I mean, I think if everyone thought we were crazy. Everyone certainly thought he was crazy taking on someone with two little children. But we were just good together.
Yeah.
I don't know how or why, and I understood what he needed, and I was really happy with that. It was really exciting, and we met amazing people. You know, we spent our time with a lot of artists and writers and musicians, and, you know, I mean, it was thrilling,
yeah.
Really thrilling.
When you stood in the exhibition last week, it opened on Thursday last week, when you stood in the exhibition and kind of looked around at the works, how did you feel?
I thought they were amazing because living with him meant that every day I saw what was happening in the studio. So I saw the paintings one by one, or at the most he'd be working on two, and... But to see them all in that kind of chronological order and to see where he came from, and you can kind of trace the development of his work, and to see it all like that, I just thought what an extraordinary person he was.
Yeah, Kay, I mean, I think if every artist could have a Kay by their side, that would make all of them...
Oh, well, wouldn't they be lucky?
They would be so lucky. They would be so lucky. It's a beautiful show. I know that you've had some involvement with the National Art School, and there's also a number of other groups who have brought paintings
yes.
back for it. So I strongly recommend everyone get along. One last question before I let you go, Kay.
Okay.
Is there a piece that you would have loved to hold on to that you don't currently have?
Oh, so many. I mean, I have so little of his work, really, but just and it all belongs to the family, to my son and his family. And I don't know if there's any one special. Oh, there was one, but it actually wasn't in the exhibition, but it came back to the dear Frank Waters, who was a wonderful man, and he asked Colin if he'd come and look at it because it needed a minor repair. And when we got there, we both fell in love with it, and we were talking to each other saying, oh, my God, I wish we could afford to buy it.
Isn't that always, I mean, I've heard similar stories from artists, you know, having let works go and then not being able to, would have loved to being able to buy them back, but the work has moved on to a price where they can't afford their own work. So
I know.
it's such a funny conundrum to be in.
I know. But when you're an artist, you've either got pots of money and then you spend it on something wonderful like a Corbusier chaise longue or something, and then there are the other times when you haven't got any money at all.
It's a roller coaster ride. It's a roller coaster ride. Kay Lansley, thank you so much for your time this morning. I could talk to you all day, but unfortunately we have run out of time. Congratulations on the beautiful show and congratulations on a beautiful partnership with Colin.
Thank you, Wilhelmina. It's been a pleasure to talk to you.